Finishing up Siman Shin Zayin, the end of Siv Chof Beis, the Ramal says, the Goyim who would bring Tfuah, they bring grain on Shabbos to the Yid that they have to bring the grain to, and the Yid would give them the key to the Eitz, the storage place. The Goy would put the grain, the wheat down over there, he would measure it, he would count it, he would figure everything out. So the Ramal says, the Rishayim are Mekel, that's okay, because the Goy is doing it for himself, it doesn't even belong to the Yid until after all the measuring, all the Cheshbonos are done, which is not finished after Shabbos. The Mishnah explains, since it doesn't belong to you yet, that's why it's fine. Otherwise, to have guy move mukts around for you is not so pasha. It's machlekes nacharenim if you're allowed to do it. If it's not a mitzvah, makom mitzvah or makom chayli, the mark goes on the guy who make cheese on Shabbos. They did it on behalf of Yidden, and you have to watch it to avoid issues of chalavakum and gvinasakum. You can have Yid standing there in the guy's farm for a month or two. Still, since it belongs to the guy, it does not belong to the Yid till he buys it afterwards. So even though the guy is doing it to eventually sell it to the Yid, since at the time it's the guy's own milk and cheese that he's working with because he plans on selling it, that's not a problem. The Mishnah says, even if the guy only does the work on Shabbos, still, the Yid could watch him do it on Shabbos and could buy it from him after Shabbos. We now begin some Shemches, the halachos of Muktzah on Shabbos. The Mishnah gives a psicha introduction to the Yom of Muktzah. The Isser of moving Muktzah on Shabbos, the Rambam says, is the reason why Chazal asked moving things around on Shabbos to our Muktzah. It's similar to the Nevi'im said, Abedir Kabbalah, the way you walk on Shabbos, different than the way you walk in during the week, the way you talk on Shabbos, different than the way you talk during the week with Abadover. So the Rambam says it's Chavah Chomer, what you are metalto on Shabbos, the way you move things around on Shabbos should not be the same as during the week. Shabbos should not be a Yom Cholak, a weekday day, you're going to end up moving things around and fixing Kalim from one corner to the other. The terrace is a Mayanuach. You're not going to end up resting. It's not going to be a day of menucha. Also, if you're moving around Kalim, there are Klish Malach to Isser, which are primarily used for Isser, man, I'm using them and doing a Malacha. Also, because there are people who they never do too much. Even on a regular weekday, they sit on the corners and they hang out, not really doing too much, never really doing much malacha. So without saying that on Shabbos, the halicha and the deeper and the tilta has to be different, there's no shvi sani karas, not nikah, they're resting on Shabbos any more than any other day. And that's why they have to make the Isatulto, that person only betalt on Shabbos, the kelim he needs, like we're about to explain. The rabbi gives another reason for the Isatulto muktzah, because it might come to Haitzah, Mishtach, Shram, carry out of the house to Shravim, even the Isar Haitzah, if you're moving muktzah around on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that there's four chalakim, four departments of muktzah. There's muktzah machas sar and kis, a kli that person's makbid on that shouldn't get ruined, and therefore he's very careful that shouldn't get moved around much. That's also until on Shabbos. You have something that's muktzah machas kufay, something that's not kli, it's not food, nor is a maichal behema. Rocks, dirt, money, wood, beams, a dead body, live animal, or fruit that was put out to dry, all these things that they have no use the way they are right now, it's muktzah machas kufay. Third part of muktzah is kli shlach to iser, which we got to Hashem. It's a gimel. Also, you can have the fourth chelik, something which is batzim lach leheter, but you put on top of it from before Shabbos a davar muktzah. Even the davar muktzah is taken off on Shabbos, since by the beginning of Shabbos the muktzah is on top of it, so it's a basis davar aser. And once it was skatzar, migus skatzar, became muktzah ben shmoshes. It's muktzah the rest of Shabbos. And we learn everything as we go along over here. The Mechaber says in Mishnah Ches of Aleph that any chelik you can move on Shabbos, except for something muktzah machlis and kis, that you can move it even if it's a kufa mekaymai. As opposed to other kelim, even klish lach l'isser, mutter to move a tzarech kufa if you need a user for mutter to use, or a tzarech kufa if you need its place. What's example muktzah machas sar and kis that you can't move a tzarech kufa mekayme? Anything that you're so nizur that you're so makbid that you never let someone move it on a random day. A shechita knife, or the knife that's used for mila, or the example that have knives that's used for sfarim, and it's safe from using, or to fix up the kumbas, the pen they used to have in the olden days. Since the makbid not do any other use with it besides the use that's meant for, they're very careful there, it's also metalta on Shabbos. Even if you need the thing itself for another purpose, or it's not going to come, you need the place. The Mishnah Berurah has other examples also. It could be some type of saws. That person is very careful with the saw, it shouldn't be used for anything else. Or he says blank paper, it's meant only to write on. At the place we say it's called Muktzah Chasar and Kis. If not, if this applies by our paper, maybe only by fancy like stationary paper. Standard paper nowadays is not so makbid on, so maybe it would not be Muktzah Chasar and Kis. The Ramah says that if you have a knife, or shechita, or mila, that's muktzah, even if it's stuck in the nadan, in the hold of the other knives, it'll be also metalta. Mishmur means you can't metalta that knife. But to carry the whole nadan of all the knives, as long as the sum total of value of the muttaga knives is more than the asadaga knife, so it's a basadar of asadar mutter, it's a mutter to carry the whole nadan with all the knives, the hold of all the knives on Shabbos. Also, this knife that's muktzah, you can shake it out on Shabbos. You can shake it out with the near. The Mechaber says, corners of some sons used to hold besamim, the imak, but the chinga dirty. Their mouth says, kelim yicham schayra, things that are merchandise that you want to be able to sell it. So you're very careful with it. If you're not careful with it, that chinga dirty, then for you, it's talking about muktzah sar and kis. It's a little bit relative over here. It really depends. If you're somebody who's careful with these things, is muktzah sar and kis. If you're not careful, you don't care, it gets ruined a little bit, even if it's going to lose its sale value or whatever it is, then it's not considered muktzah sar and kis.